Do you guys know what this is?
An army helmet.
An army helmet. Did you know what this was, Nicole? See how hard that is? This is to honor as a symbol. Did you see all those veterans that stood up, that were standing up? How many were there? Did you count? It's about 12 or 13 of them. And what is a veteran? Why did we ask them to stand up? Your first name is Trista. What's a veteran? Yeah, somebody that's served in the Army or the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, Air Force, something that they served what? Who did they serve?
America.
But more importantly, all of us. Right? And why do they wear helmets in the Army?
To protect their head,
exactly. From what?
The bow and arrows.
That's true. They're sort of modern bow and arrows. Did Butch tell you to say that? He did that. He knocked on her head. Well, who serves all of us every single day? He's there for us.
God.
Exactly. And does he give us a helmet? Does he give us armor for some of the bad things, the bows and arrows of life? And spears and knives and all those bad things. How does he protect you?
A big helmet.
That is a big helmet. You want to try it on? It's pretty heavy, too. You can carry it. Try to hold it.
No.
No? You don't want to hold it?
I just have a big helmet.
You have a big helmet?
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you can bring that next week.
I have a bike.
And a bike helmet.
She does have a bike helmet. You're
How about
right.
that? So the bike helmet protects you from the ground. If you would fall off your bike, it would keep your head from getting hurt, right?
Oh, I can ride my bike.
You can ride your bike without falling? Okay. Well, one of the things that's interesting, of all those veterans that stood up, they were protecting America. They were protecting our right to come here this morning and worship our God. And they made sacrifices for us of their time and their efforts because they believed in America and everything that we stand for. And that's why on Tuesday we have a special day set aside to honor them. But every day we have to honor whom? God, exactly. And just remember, on days when you might be fearful or might be a little scared of a test that's coming up or something you have to do and you're just a little afraid, how do you get that courage? Say a prayer. Because out on our wall, I picked this up for this morning, it says, courage is fear that has said its prayer.
Amen.
How about that? Let's say a prayer. Lord, we thank you for those veterans that have served our country, and most of all, we thank you for what you have provided to us and the greatest soldier of all in your Son, Jesus. Protect us and give us a plate of armor as we go forward in our community, in our families, in our church family. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.